Welcome to the Sports Fashion Podcast, where style meets substance and fashion becomes a conversation. I'm your host, D Flames, a fellow fashion and sports enthusiast. Here we have candid conversation about fashion trends, designs, sports, and music. Join me as we continue to educate, entertain, and strive to push the culture forward. Welcome and enjoy the show. In sneaker today, I told y'all I was going to be doing this every episode moving forward, so today I got some, I ain't gonna say it's heat. I think it's, you know what I'm saying, it's regular, but y'all tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? For the people that don't know, I'm gonna give y'all about 5 seconds to figure out what these are right here. Yes, sir. I'm gonna give y'all 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Alright, so for the people that don't know, obviously sneakerheads, y'all will know. These are the LeBron James Watch the Throne, LeBron 16s. Watch the Throne, inspired by the Jay-Z and Kanye West collaboration album. These are dope, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, these are super comfortable on your feet. I give y'all another, you know what I mean? These are super comfortable on your feet. I fuck with them. I've only worn these maybe, I mean, you can tell from the bottom. I've only worn these maybe like 3 or 4 times. But again, like the Watch the Throne, LeBron 16s. Fire. I do believe that these and the LeBron 9s. Please don't quote me on that. The Watch the Throne, LeBron 9? Yes. These and the, yes, I had to make sure I was tripping. But these, the Watch the LeBron 16s, that's what these are. These and the Watch the Throne LeBron 9s, I believe, are the two best versions of the Watch the Throne series for LeBron James. Like I said, I personally like these. The Watch the Throne LeBron 9s are fire too. I have them in the closet as well. But I think these are the better version of the Watch the Thrones. I rock with these. Super comfortable. These are not heavy. I haven't worn them to work out or hoop or anything like that. I've only worn these maybe 3 times. You know what I'm saying? It could be more or less. I have no idea. I know it's not double digits, I can tell you that. But yeah, like I said, sneaker today, Watch the Throne, LeBron 16s, bro. These are fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I might put this at the beginning or the end of the next podcast episode. I can't remember. I haven't decided yet if I want to put it at the beginning or the end. Probably the beginning, but we'll see. But like I said, with that being said, that's the sneaker of the day. Watch the Throne, LeBron 16. I appreciate y'all. Let's get back to the podcast. What's good? Welcome to another episode of the Sports Fashion Podcast. I am your host, D Flames, man. I'm sorry for not having the excitement that I normally have in the intro. I have started this health journey, man. This workout journey, and I am killing myself, man. Not literally for the people that like take stuff like that, but I am getting to it, man. I'm doing 2-a-days now. Well, 3 days, you know what I'm saying, outside of PT for the military, like, you know, 3 days. So I'm doing PT in the morning now. I'm working out during lunch. Oof. And then I'm also doing an evening workout. Focus on me. Come on, camera. So, it's definitely a lot going on, but I apologize. But, you know, we still got to get this content out. We still got to record. We still got to get to it, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. Since the last time I was on the pod, man, the NBA Finals are set. We got Golden State versus, Lord, you know I'm tired when I say that. We got Boston Celtics versus Dallas Mavericks, man. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? This is definitely the setup for a very good finals. I'm going to give my 2 cents on that. I think this is going to be a lot of isolation, which I love to watch. A lot of isolation. And if we keep it in a buck, the best ISO player out of this whole group is Kyrie. Let's keep it real. However, Boston has the best, in my opinion, the best perimeter defender in Drew Holiday on their team. So I know Drew Holiday is going to draw the assignment of guarding Kyrie. I believe that Luka Doncic is going to get a healthy diet of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and White and Derek White. I think they're going to start off. They're probably going to put Derek Jones Jr. On Jason Tatum. Definitely going to have him on Jason Tatum. I do believe this series, Luka Doncic is going to actually have to play defense. You know, if you guys saw in the last series versus the Timberwolves, Luka Doncic was chilling on defense. All he was doing was guarding Jaden McDaniels in the corner, and all Jaden McDaniels did was sit in the corner and wait to get the ball. So, he's not going to be able to do that this series. He's not going to be able to just chill guarding Derek White. He's not going to be able to just chill possibly guarding Jaylen Brown. He's definitely not going to be able to chill guarding Jason Tatum. You know what I'm saying? And then even Drew Holiday gets his. So, you know, Luka Doncic is definitely going to have to play defense. He's shown that he can play defense in spurts. I think Boston is definitely going to focus on making sure that he plays defense the whole game to try to tire him out to see if that fatigue will play a factor. But in my opinion, I do believe that Kyrie Irving is going to be the star of the series. I think that he's going to be the star of the series, and I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes the star of the series and ends up winning the final NBA Finals MVP. I do believe that if the Mavs win, I do believe that Kyrie is going to be the Finals MVP. I want Kyrie Irving to be the Finals MVP. I think they're probably going to end up giving it to Luka. Luka younger, they're trying to hand over the reins to be, you know, they're trying to decide who's going to be the face of the NBA. But if I had to choose, I would want Kyrie Irving to win that ring because of his story. And then obviously, you know, how he's been playing. And then on the other side, I do believe that Jason Tatum is going to step up. I think Jason Tatum's looking at like, all right, Jaylen Brown got the Eastern Conference MVP. I already did that before. So now I'm going to go ahead and get this NBA Finals MVP and stamp my place as the face of the league, because a lot of people look at Jason Tatum as potentially being the face of the league. So I think a lot of stuff is riding on who wins, you know, especially for legacy, especially for the future, especially for Boston, because, you know, if they don't win it this time, I don't know if they're going to want to run it back. I don't know if they're going to try to disband the team and not disband the team, but break the team up the core. And then we're going to have to start questioning, is Jaylen Brown and Tatum, is that going to work? You know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of Eastern Conference Finals appearances. This is your second NBA Finals. If you don't get it done this year, we got to really question, is that the tandem that we want to go with moving forward, if I'm a Boston fan or if I'm Boston management? You dig what I'm saying? So the reality of it is Boston Celtics have won championship in the last 30 years. This is a team that has 17 banners, but they got one in the last 30 years. So that's to put it in perspective. In the last 30 years, the Boston Celtics have one banner, and that was in 2008. And they've been in the last 30 years, they've been to the finals 3 times, 08, 2010, and then 2022? Yeah, 2022 when they played Golden State. They've been to the finals three times in the last 30 years and got one championship in the last 30 years. So I know the Boston Celtics fans are starving for another championship. You know, last one they got was 16 years ago in 2008 with Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, you know what I'm saying, Kendrick Perkins, you know what I'm saying, Glenn Big Baby Davis, you know what I'm saying. I think that the Celtics, you know what I'm saying, definitely won a championship. And then Dallas, you know, it's been just as long, almost just as long. Dallas' last championship was 2011, you know, with Dirk Nowitzki, you know what I'm saying, Jason Kidd, Deshaun Stevenson. Jason Terry, when they went against that Miami Heat team, you know, notably known for the four consecutive fourth quarter blunders by LeBron James in that finals. You know what I'm saying? I think he ended up averaging like 17 in that finals or something like that. So, you know, I think both teams definitely want it. But me personally, because of everything that he's went through, being ridiculed, I don't think it's been fair. Excuse me. But being ridiculed, you know what I'm saying? I want to see Kyrie Irving winning one. Win one away from Bron. Win one while playing at a high level. And then just to show everybody that, you know, I honestly believe this is a redemption tour for him. I believe that this is a redemption tour. We already know what happened, man. We seen what happened, you know. We see what happened in Brooklyn. And to be honest with you, when he was on the court in Brooklyn, Kyrie Irving was really like that for real. Like, he was really like that for real. It's just that COVID, and he enforced his right. You dig what I'm saying? Like, people really killed him because, like, he wouldn't get the vaccine and all of that stuff. It was like, yo, he was perfectly within his right to not get the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why he wasn't on the court for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, but when he was on the court, he was still Kyrie. Now, Boston, I get Boston. You know what I'm saying? He played well when he was on the court. He got injured, but then also promising to stay in Boston and then ultimately going to Brooklyn. I get that. You know what I mean? So I'm just glad that he found himself a home. He's too talented to not be somewhere where he can be successful and impact winning. And he's finally impacted that with the Dallas Mavericks. Shout out to, you know, their management. Shout out to Jason Kidd. Shout out to Mark Cuban. Those guys over there for really bringing him in and allowing him to be Kyrie. Because Kyrie is one of the most spectacular players we've ever seen in the history of basketball. That's a fact. You dig what I'm saying? The best ball handler we've ever seen. Pause if needed. You know what I'm saying? But he can handle the rock. He handled the rock better than anybody we've ever seen. So for him to get redemption, and I don't really want to say it's redemption, but in the eyes of many, it's redemption. I really want to see Kyrie Irving win the championship. You know what I'm saying? I really want to see Kyrie Irving win the championship for sure. It's going to be interesting. Moving over to the W. It's a lot of back and forth about Caitlin Clark. Andrew Reese had some comments. Everybody saw the blatant foul by the guard from the Chicago Sky. Like, and then she don't want to answer no Caitlin Clark questions. You know, and everybody's thinking, is it hate? Is it what? I'm going to tell y'all, I think, and this is not just for Caitlin Clark. You know, we saw how Andrew Reese got chokeslammed trying to get a rebound. Like, I think there's the line in the WNBA is being blurred between paying your dues, earning it, earning the respect of your peers, you know, earning it and paying your dues and being accepted as a professional, and hate. I think the lines are being blurred. I don't have a problem with them doing hard fouls against her as long as they're within the Florida game. If you want to set a solid pick and put her on her ass, set a solid pick and put her on her ass. If you want to stop her from getting a layup, you give her a hard foul. I have no problem with that. With that being said, what old girl did in the Chicago Sky Indiana Fever game was out of pocket. They're taking the ball out of bounds. She don't got the ball. And you come up and you do that and you push her and do that. And the ball is not even inbounded. I don't mind the hard fouls, but don't, come on now. That looked like hate. Now, I do get it. Caitlin Clark talked that shit when she on the court. We all see it. Andrew Reese talked that shit. We all see it. You know what I'm saying? So I love the fact that, you know, it's spicy on the court. You know what I mean? It's just like that. But I do believe that it shouldn't leave the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't leave the basketball court, and it shouldn't bleed into dirty plays. There's no reason why that should have happened. There's no reason why that woman did that to Angel Reese on a rebound, took by her neck and slammed her to the ground. There's no reason for that. There's no room for that in the game. That needs to be cleaned up immediately in the WNBA. I also believe that people got to understand that as a business, the WNBA is getting a lot of notoriety now. So a lot of things that are being pointed out, a lot of things that people are starting to notice about the WNBA, they weren't pointed out, they weren't highlighted before because not as many people were watching. So now a lot of eyes are watching the WNBA, and now some things that have been going on in WNBA are starting to get exposed. And so now the WNBA is forcing, like now, kind of like how the NBA had it to. The NBA had to figure out a way to change the game. The NBA said, yo, we can't have that gladiator 80s knocking each other out, a bunch of fights, almost hurting people, fouling. We can't have that in the game. And they eventually had to change. They eventually had to change with the inception of Michael Jordan in 84. You dig what I'm saying? They had to change that. With the Steve Nashes and the small guard becoming dominant, the Allen. I don't know why I mentioned Steve Nash before him, but with Allen Iverson, they realized, oh, the fans want to see high scoring. The fans want to see a lot of these moves. The fans want to see a freedom of movement. The fans don't want to see the stars being beat up. The stars getting touched up. Pause when they go into the lane. That was no longer basketball. They had to move away from it. But it took stars entering the league to motivate them to want to get away from it. I do believe that, you know, the WNBA after this season, they're going to look back and look at footage of how hard Angel Reese was getting fouled, how hard Caitlin Clark has been getting fouled. They're going to start looking at that and going to say, okay, we need to clean up our game. You know what I'm saying? For the first time, we have something that people are investing in to an umpteenth degree. So now we really have to protect it. You dig what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I understand both perspectives. I understand the veteran's perspective. You know, if I've been in the league 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, I done won a championship or multiple championships. I done been to all defense. Or I done been an MVP. I done been a scoring champion. I've been very successful in the WNBA. And then and then all this hype is around this rookie that's fresh out of college. I'm supposed to just be happy that she made it to the league. I'm going to feel some type of way. But also, I would take my competitive, because that's a competitive mindset. I'm going to take that off and put my business hat and be like, okay, I get it. Because with her, she's bringing a lot of eyes, endorsements. TV deals are going to be a change. I mean, they selling out 17,000, 19,000. It's not just because of Caitlin Clark, but it's because of the Angel Reese's, the Caitlin Clark's, the Cameron Brink's. You know what I'm saying? The Camila Corduso, like, it's because of these young women that these ratings are going up and people want to watch them. So if I'm the WNBA and if I'm other players in the league, I'm like, yo, as a competitor, I'm a compete. It's really fuck her when I'm on the court, bro. Like, if she ain't on my squad, fuck her, yo. But at the same time, off the court, I'm going to be supportive because I know that she's creating a lot of opportunities that we wouldn't have got or that we haven't gotten previous to her. She's creating a lot of TV opportunities, a lot of eyes on being on us. Now, by the eyes being on us, guess what? They're going to start seeing our personalities and we're going to start getting deals. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pregame walk-in, where we looking at the outfits, the WNBA, it's going crazy this year. It's a fact. And in my opinion, that's more toward Angel Reese, because we know the Bayou Barbie is going to be going crazy when she go through the walkthrough. Her outfits is going to go, they're going to hit every single time. You know what I'm saying? That's more for her. You dig what I'm saying? So, and she bringing the Reebok questions, her PEs, Reebok question dosage is crazy. I can't get them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really fuck with pink like that. And of course, I don't fuck with Barbie like that. But, like, I fuck with it. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with Angel Reese going crazy, you know what I mean? Doing what she do, you feel me? So, I think that's dope, man. But as for the older players, like a player like Diana Taurasi, like, she's done everything in the game. You know, and then you got to understand, she's been in the game so long. It's kind of just like when you get used to something being a certain way, when something comes along or someone comes along and you notice that all of a sudden there's some special treatment or there's a different energy that's around that player, you do kind of resent it. Not saying that she do, but you do. You got to understand she's still playing as well, so she still has that competitive hat on. But I think she, you know, I think that she got to understand, like, it's different. And it sucks because she was just born in the wrong time. I'm going to be honest with you. 2004, UConn, Diana Taurasi. If she was in today, if she was in college today, she'd be bigger than Caitlin Clark. That's a fact. I don't care what nobody say. 2004, UConn, Diana Taurasi. If she was in the same class as Caitlin Clark, she would be, if not more, than what Caitlin Clark is right now. 2008, Candace Parker, same thing. You dig what I'm saying? So it's just like Maya Moore, same thing. If them in college was playing in today's game, which is social media with everything like that, they would have had the same impact as Caitlin Clark. It's just that they was born too early. You dig what I'm saying? So I think that the WNBA, like, of course, I want them to keep it competitive, keep it within the lines, but also understand big business. Like, you're going to, like, in the male game, you see LeBron James bigging up all the other stars. You see all the other stars bigging up all the stars. You see someone like Anthony Edwards go at it. Go at it with Kevin Durant. Go at it with Nikola Jokic. Don't give a fuck about them on the court. It's fuck them on the court. But then also in post-game interview, praising him, calling Nikola Jokic the best player in the game, saying Kevin Durant is his GOAT and Kevin Durant is amazing, still being able to praise these other stars and go out on the court and be like, fuck y'all, in a competitive spirit. And I think that's what the women need to start understanding. That's what they need to start taking. It's like, yo, it's really fuck her on the court. She gonna talk shit, we gonna talk shit. It's fuck her on the court. But it's gonna be all love and respect when we get off the court. Because now you can still promote the game, promote pushing it forward, and still be like, and still go at her neck on the court. And I think if everybody adopted that in the W, and it's not just about Caitlin Clark, if everybody adopted that in the W about these young players, the Angel Reese's, Caitlin Clark's, Cameron Brink's, Camila Corduso, like, you know what I'm saying? If they adopt that in their mindset, I think that it'll be fire, because now, you know, the game is being pushed forward. All the girls are bigging each other up in the public. You know what I'm saying? And then they going at each other's neck on the court, and it's becoming competitive. You dig what I'm saying? So I think that the older girls just need to chill out a little bit. I had this conversation the other day, and I said, she's getting the same hate LeBron did when he first came into the league. Like, a lot of players, even on his own team, a lot of players were looking at LeBron like, people were saying LeBron James could have played in the All-Star game as a senior in the NBA All-Star game as a senior in high school. You know, people were looking at LeBron as he's going to change the fortunes of Cleveland Cavaliers as a high school, as somebody coming straight out of high school. Who is this kid? All this hype. And then he gets to the league and he starts to show, yeah, I'm really like that. I'm LeBron James. And Caitlin Clark is starting to show. She started off rocky, but she's starting to show, like, yeah, she's Caitlin Clark. So I do believe that she's getting the same scrutiny as LeBron James. Like, there wasn't social media back when LeBron James came through. And so, like, you know, she has to deal with social media as well as the media in general, ESPN, Fox, whatever program that you look at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, she has to deal with all of it. She has to hear all of it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime she opens up her phone, she's seeing it. You dig what I'm saying? So same thing with Angel Reese. Anytime she opens up her phone, she got to see it. You know what I mean? When she did the whole ring thing against Caitlin Clark, I know that Angel Reese's shit was going crazy. You know what I mean? I know it. So I think it's definitely fire. I think ultimately having all these eyes on the WNBA after all this time, I think it's definitely fire. Now, I saw something that Matt Barnes spoke about. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of in agreement. At what point, Indiana Fever, at what point are y'all going to start stepping in and defending your teammate, Caitlin Clark? It's really that simple, bro. She's getting hit. She's getting a lot of physical plays coming her way. She's getting knocked to the ground, pushed to the ground, hard picks to the ground. And ain't none of y'all stepping up for her. y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go as far because, you know, some people say that y'all ain't helping her up. I've seen y'all help her up, you know what I'm saying? So, but at some point in time, somebody has to step up and be an enforcer and be like, nah, we not doing that. Y'all not just going to keep, you know, doing that to our teammate. Y'all not going to keep doing that to our guard. You dig what I'm saying? Like, in the men's game, that's how it is. Let somebody put Kyrie or Luka Doncic on the ground. PJ Washington, Derrick Jones Jr., Lively. Them boys not going to play with them. Go to Indiana and try to put Tyrese Haliburton on the ground. And see who don't hop off that bench. Y'all going to see. Y'all going to see. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. You put Tyrese Maxey on the ground, you're going to have to deal with Embiid. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, you got to understand, like, Indiana Fever, y'all got to step up and, you know, and protect y'all guard, protect yourselves. Like, y'all got to protect the team. And then that's going to show that you riding with her. Because at the end of the day, y'all still teammates. You dig what I'm saying? So I can see why people can say, yo, it looked kind of crazy how she getting all this shit from other teams and ain't nobody from the Indiana Fever stepping up and like, yo, we not doing that out here. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do believe that somebody going to do it. I think that a lot of pressure has been put on the Indiana Fever to like, all right, we tripping, we wilding. We ain't going for that. Because y'all out there looking like punks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all looking like punks. Y'all letting y'all teammate get beat up, figuratively speaking. Y'all letting y'all teammate get beat up out there and ain't nobody riding. Ain't nobody riding. Y'all let a guard from Chicago Sky push her to the ground on some flute shit, and y'all walk over there all pleasant, all peaceful, to try to help her up, and ain't nobody step to Shorty. Nah, we not doing that. We not doing that. Nah, if somebody hollering at y'all guard going crazy like that, trying to go at her on some physical shit, non basketball shit, y'all need to go at them on some physical non basketball shit. Stop all that friendly shit. I don't give a fuck if y'all cool. Don't matter. I don't give a fuck if y'all was cool. None of that. And then the thing, you know what I'm saying? There's a perfect example from the youngins. Camila Carduso and Angel Reese. If y'all didn't pay attention to them in college, them niggas went at each other and didn't give a fuck about each other. Don't matter. Talking that shit, going crazy. You know what I mean? And they gonna ride for their teammate. Now, Speaking of injuries, please, please don't get contaminated by you know what I'm saying, your teammates. Because sometimes you can go hard for your teammates and they can come back and bite you in the ass. You dig what I'm saying? I feel like Angel Reese's stance is I'm riding with my teammates, as she should. But I think also Angel Reese has to understand like her position in the league. You know what I'm saying? She has to understand that, yo, you are a true ambassador of the league. You are pushing the league forward. People are watching the league because of you and all the other young players that came into the league with you. There's a bunch of talented women in the league. Obviously, the best player in the league, Aja Wilson. But there's a lot of talent. Breonna Stewart, Aja Wilson. Like, what are we... You know what I mean? Like, but, you know what I'm saying? Sabrina, like... But also... Excuse me. But also, I think that and she young too. But I think Angel Reese, you got to understand, like, yo, you have a position. This is the reality of it. You're a rookie, but you're in a position. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the people that should be pushing and promoting the brand of WNBA, WNBA, it should be you. The idea that because I'm holding down my teammate, I'm going to take subliminal shots at another player in the league. When that player, along with yourself, are the reason why people are watching, you should be doing everything you can to support that player. You know what I'm saying? You should be supporting that player. You should be supporting those players until you get on the court with them. When you get on the court with them, it can be fuck them. Like, you don't got to like them. You fuck them. They get knocked down, get your bitch ass up. It can be all that. But when you interview rooms, you know what I'm saying, on people's podcasts, on people's platform. You know what I'm saying? I get it that there's somebody else that's getting a lot of attention, and a lot of people are talking about her, and a lot of people are saying that she's the reason. There's a lot of people that are saying that you're the reason too, Angel Reese. There's a lot of people that are saying that you're the reason. There's a lot of people that are saying that she's the reason. There's a lot of people that are saying that Cameron Brink. There's a lot of people that are saying Camila Cardoso. You know, shout out to Camila Cardoso. Yeah, I'm glad that she was able to come back from that injury. You know what I'm saying? She looked good out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that's saying these things. You know, and then also now, Asia Wilson is getting more eyes on her. Breonna Stewart is getting more eyes on her. Sabrina's getting more eyes on her. You dig what I'm saying? Lexi Brown from the Sparks, she's getting more eyes on her. You dig what I'm saying? Like, all of y'all getting more eyes on her, but you, Angel Reese, this is reality. I'm going to say something, and people might not agree. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark are the WNBA's Magic and Bird. Facts. The WNBA with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have a Magic and Bird moment right now. They do. Magic and Bird weren't the best players in the league when they were rookies. You know what I'm saying? Kareem was still probably the best player in the league. You know what I'm saying? So, it's apparent. We have two phenomena. We have the Angel Reese and Magic Johnson. We have it's the same story. They met in the national championship. Magic Johnson beat Larry Bird in the national championship. Angel Reese beat Caitlin Clark in the national championship. So we're having the WNBA Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark moment, which is a resemblance of Magic and Bird. And I think that the crazy part is they're having the same impact on the WNBA as Magic and Bird had on the NBA. Because if people remember, the ratings on the NBA was terrible. Magic and Bird come, and now the ratings start shooting. And then in the middle of them establishing the NBA comes Michael Jordan. And then Michael Jordan takes it to, they saved the NBA, and then Michael Jordan just boom. Takes it to another level, and now we ain't looking back. I do believe that Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark right now are Magic and Bird in the NBA. And I think their rivalry is going to sell tickets, and their rivalry is going to increase the business of the WNBA. And then there's going to be another star that comes a few years after them that's going to take it to another level. Everybody knows who I think that star might be. I believe that star is going to be Juju Watkins, but that's a conversation for another day. But right now, I do believe that the WNBA is having their Bird and Magic moment. And that Bird and Magic moment is Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I believe that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, just like Magic and Bird did, take advantage of it and collaborate. We all, they might not understand, but a lot of people remember the Magic and Bird Converse commercials, where you had the white and purple Converse, then you had the white and green Converse. You know what I'm saying? They were they're probably the biggest rivalry, player versus player, in the history of basketball. But they didn't personally attack each other. They didn't send shots at each other in the media. They collaborated, formed a relationship. It's probably not even the biggest friendship, but formed a relationship off the court and came together to push the brand of the NBA forward, but still were just as competitive with each other on the court when they went against each other in the regular season in the NBA finals. So I do believe that right now we're having a Magic and Bird with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That's just my opinion. You dig what I'm saying? It's just too similar. They went at each other in the national championship. They both went in the first round. One of them was number one overall pick. You know, and the other one was still within the first, was still in the top 10. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people consider Larry Bird the best college player in the country. A lot of, you know, Caitlin Clark, you know what I'm saying? But I do believe this is their moment. I'm glad the WNBA is getting that moment, but I hope that they don't personalize it to where you take away from the promotion of the brand of the WNBA and pushing it forward. I think that we should see more Caitlin Clark and Andrew Reese collaborations moving forward. It doesn't have to be, you know, Caitlin Clark's with Nike, Andrew Reese with Reebok. You know, it could be a State Farm commercial or something, but collaborations between the two biggest stars to come to the two biggest new stars to come into the league. I think that it should be dope that they should collaborate to push the WNBA forward. That would be fire. That would be absolutely insane. You know what I'm saying? But that's my piece on that. That's my piece. I think that they should definitely. I think that they will eventually. I think Andrew Reese is very business minded, as well as Caitlin Clark. I think both of them will understand, like, okay, the power that's at their hands. Let's collaborate and make a power move. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that's fire. Moving right along, Team USA right around the corner. I know y'all boys and girls saw on LeBron James post with the Team USA shorts. Them shorts fire. I ain't gonna lie, I kinda want them shits. You know what I'm saying? My fault. That's the fashion part. We in sports right now. But Team USA, they getting locked in. LeBron's getting locked in. Steph getting locked in. KD getting locked in. Sidebar, Steph should have already been locked in since he ain't made the playoffs. No, I'm sorry. I had to say it. My fault. I don't want no smoke with nobody. That's a joke. It's a jokey joke. You dig what I'm saying? They getting locked in. You know, Anthony Edwards is getting locked in. Shout out to Adidas Basketball, man. The Adidas Basketball is officially the basketball shoe of the year. Honestly, it's been the last 2 years. Basketball shoe brand of the year, I should say. And this is coming from a Nike guy. I mean, like, you know, like, it's coming from a Nike guy. Like, I got to give Adidas their credit. Them AE1s. I feel like Nike could have still been in it, but when those AE1s came, like, it's over with. Like, when them AE1s came, it's over. But those AE1s is fire. Those James Harden Volume 8s is fire. You know, those Donovan Mitchells is crazy. Those a lot of people sleeping on those Trae Young joints, too. All them fire. So, you know, Adidas Basketball is definitely looking real good right now. Not really the biggest fan of the KDs. You know, I get it, like, the, you know what I'm saying, but not really the biggest fan of the KDs. Not really been the biggest fan of LeBron's last four shoes. It's been like four, five shoes that I haven't really been a fan of LeBron's shoes. Jason Tatum shits is cool. Sabrina's really the Sabrina's, those are really the ones that's really rocking out. You know what I'm saying? And Kobe's, but those Sabrina's are the really Nike shoes that's really rocking out for real. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think Adidas got it right now. And it's not even close. Move, go, my damn dog. It's not even close. You dig what I'm saying? So, shout out to Adidas, man. I never thought that I'd be saying that, but shout out to Adidas. You know what I mean? Nike getting y'all shit. Jordan getting y'all shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, them Zion Williamson's cool. But, oh, speaking of shoes, I'm sorry. Kyrie Irving. Them shits is fire. Excuse me. I just saw the Antikais, the ones that he's supposed to be hooping in the finals. If that's true and that's verified and he actually hooping them in the finals, I'm getting them. I don't give a fuck how much them. I'm willing to drop $500 to a band to get them shits. I know they're not going to be that much, but I'm definitely getting them shits. Them shits is fire, bro. And I'm getting the all black ones. Them shits is fire, bro. Oh my God, bro. What them shits called? I forgot the damn name of them. Hold on, I'm about to look them up right now. The Antikai one. Yeah, bro. Yeah. These the ones that I already ordered for real. Like, these shit so hard, bro. I don't care what nobody say. These shit so damn hard. $2,000, you crazy as hell. They selling these shit for $2,000? That's out of control. That's out of control, boy. The hell? But yeah, like I said, the Anti-Kai ones, bro. Them shits are so goddamn fire, bro. I cannot cap, bro. Them shits so fire, and I can't wait to hoop in them, bro. I cannot wait to hoop in them. But yeah, I think those shits might end up being number one shoe. Outside, away from the AE, okay, they're not going to be number one because AE1s took off. But I think them Kyrie Irvings next year, I think they're going to start catching traction because of the long playoff run and people paying attention now. But I think next year, I would not be surprised if the Anti-Kai 1 and when the Anti-Kai 2 come out next year during the season, I wouldn't be surprised. Them shit's the number one selling shoe, bro, on me. I would not be surprised if them shit's the number one selling shoe. I swear to God. Cause them shits is so tough, bro. Them shits is so tough, bro. My God, them shits so tough. But yeah, man, I think with basketball, I'm ready. I'm ready for Team USA. Kyrie Irving should be on the team. Get Tyrese Halliburton the fuck out of here, bro. Get Tyrese Halliburton the fuck out of here. Get Kawhi Leonard the fuck out of here, bro. Respectfully. Get them niggas the fuck out of here. I respect Jrue Holiday, but he can move around too, bro. Jrue Holiday, Kawhi Leonard, Tyrese Halliburton, move the fuck around, bro. They need to be calling Kyrie, bro. I swear to God, they need to be calling Kyrie right the fuck now. They need to already have called Kyrie before the finals. They had this little break going on. They better call Kyrie and be like, yo, Team USA, bro. And if Kyrie come with some Team USA Anti-Kai ones, I'm getting those two. I swear to God, bro. Them shit's so fucking hard, bro. And they not for the people that don't play sports, that don't, you know what I mean, anything like that. I like the shoe because they're a collector's item. I'm gonna get some Kyrie Irvings just to hoop in. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get some just to have in the collection type shit. If you're not really an athlete, these are definitely shoes just to specifically hoop in. Or, you know, you can casually wear them. They definitely summer shoes. They're not something that you're going to wear in the fall and winter. They definitely are for the summer. But them Anti-Kai ones, if y'all haven't seen them, go look them shits up. Them shits is fire, bro. Them shits is fire. I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all better stop playing. I'm gonna stop playing, man. But yeah, man, I think basketball is in a real good place right now. I'm excited about Team USA, man. I know, you know, the women's is gonna be crazy. Asia Wilson, you know, Diane Taurasi, she's still 41 years old, still going out there and getting that work. Adria Sabrina gonna be on that. Brianna Stewart gonna be on. Oh my God, bro. Oh my goodness. But, you know, the girl's been dominating the world for, like, the last 30 years. So, let's keep it a buck. They've been killing the world for the last 30 years. But I ain't going to say much because the world will fuck around and catch up with them, too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so happy to see Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Steph Curry team up for Team USA. This is the official last run. And I'm not saying like them retiring, but I think this is just their going out party. You know what I'm saying? I think all three of them have carried the lead for the last 15 to 20 years. You know what I'm saying? You know, Bron's been in, what, this would be like year 22 for him coming up. This would be like, what, year 18 for KD, year 16 for Steph. So, you know, I'm glad that they getting together. So this can be their memorable moment, their send-off moment. So, you know, after this, you know, this is going to be documented. I hope that they're filming this shit and they make a documentary of this, because, you know, three legendary players, still productive players, still superstar players in their last Team USA run. I think this is dope. So I look forward to seeing that, man. Seeing that shit, man. I look forward to seeing Ant Edwards and Team USA, Devin Booker on Team USA. Like, I think it's gonna be fire, man. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Team USA. Team USA is a staple. And Team USA, their colorways for their shoes, you know, obviously red, white, and blue, but they come up with some fire shit. Like them Team USA Kobe's, and I don't even like Kobe's, but them shits, fire. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe that the Olympics is going to be very entertaining. I'm also looking forward to seeing Sha'Carri Richardson, see what she does. I think that she's going that 100 meters. The 100 meters in that 4x1, I think she's going to get active. I think she's going to get real active. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking forward to all of it, man. The Olympics is right, like I said, they're right around the corner a few months from now. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to seeing, after the NBA season, seeing them showing the Team USA basketball training camp. All that shit, that shit's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it because not only is it going to be Team USA, but the select team that they bring in there, I'm interested to see who will be on that select team to go against them in practice and stuff like that. I'm trying to think who would I have on that team. I would have probably Zion on that team. Probably Ja Morant on that team. Trae Young on that team. Trying to think. Trae Young. Like, I think I have a couple of players on that team. Maybe Donovan Mitchell on that team. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Jaylen Brown on that team. Since Jason Tatum going to be team, put Jaylen Brown on that team. It's definitely some stars I think that's going to be on that team that's going to push them every day in practice. You know, for sure. Push them every day in practice for sure. So I look forward to seeing Team USA. Probably gonna put Jimmy Butler on it too. But I look forward to seeing the filming the Team USA practice and stuff like that. The scrimmage that they normally do and shit like that. So I can't wait for it, man. I'm for real. I cannot wait for it. But with that being said, man, I'm going to get up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all coming through, man. As I always say, man, if y'all want to follow the podcast, y'all want to see clips and stuff like that, man. For the visual, you can go on YouTube, Sports Fashion Podcast on YouTube. If you want to see the clips and stuff like that on social media, you can go on Instagram and find it at Sports Fashion Podcast on Instagram. I'm your host, D Flames. If you want to follow me on Instagram, my personal page is DFlamez_DEEFLAMEZ_ man. You can follow me on that, man. Also, you can, if you haven't, please go on YouTube and subscribe to my reactions page, that reaction page at Flames Reacts. I definitely react to a lot of stuff. It's not just sports, it's not just music. I react to a lot of stuff, other people's streams and things of that nature. You dig what I'm saying? So with that being said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all's support. You already know, think positive, stay positive, you get positive results. Hard work beats talent, but talent doesn't work hard. But if you're talented and if you work hard, nobody can beat you. Love y'all. Y'all take it easy.